the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Following program is pre-recorded.
Triple 8-971 SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Yoder here. Next segment, we'll be speaking to a former FBI agent about the resignation of Christopher Wray and about the news that there were several undercover FBI agents at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, the Department of Government Efficiency, they've got a target-rich environment. We talked a couple days ago about the post office, about NPR, PBS, why in the world taxpayers paying for that. Department of Education spent $1 billion in funding for things like DEI and other far-left ideologies. Diversity, equity, inclusion from 2021 until now, so we're talking about 3 years, $489 million and change. Category includes DEI or race-based recruiting, training, and hiring practices. DEI programming. The first category was hiring. This category is programming. $343 billion and change. DEI-based mental health, social-emotional learning, whatever that means. Nearly $170 billion. Here's some specifics. A $4 million grant was given for a three-week residential culturally responsive computer science summer camp for 611 and 12th graders. University of Iowa received a grant of over $1 million to train 40 elementary teachers to, quote, enact equity-centered education, close quote. University of Missouri, St. Louis was awarded a $300,000 grant to train school counselors in trauma-informed, anti-racist, social-emotional learning. School district in Philadelphia given nearly $4 million for its restorative justice program modeled after the Oakland Unified School District program, and a program advisor was a far-left activist and former Communist Party USA member. Michigan School District, $38,000 on an equity consultant for a one-day professional development that includes copies of her book. Altogether, from 2021 till now, Department of Education awarded universities, school districts, and nonprofits 162 grants totaling over $1 billion. And the grants specifically included diversity, equity, inclusion, social-emotional learning, restorative practices, and or youth activism as part of the programming. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Representative Comer, head of the House Oversight Committee, said this about DOGE, number 9.
Kwame came and spoke to the entire Republican conference, all 220, and they listened to a lot of different members, but they also laid out their vision. And I think the message that the Republican conference got was these guys are serious about cutting wasteful spending, and no more punting, no more blaming it on the Senate. They're going to implement their agenda, and they expect the House of Representatives to work closely with them. And I certainly pledge my support. Hopefully we'll have everyone on board because we don't have any votes to spare.
And the Biden administration spent over $300 million to suppress speech and debate. Here is Molly Hemingway on this, number 8.
All right, let's talk about misinformation and how much money is being spent on it. The Biden administration collectively has spent $267 million to combat misinformation. Look at the increase in spending from 2017, when just $316,000 was spent on it. It topped out in 2022 at $75.8 million. The administration says, oh, we had to spend this money because so many people were saying things that were wrong about COVID. Well, yeah, and some of that came from the government.
Well, John, this is absolutely one of the most important issues facing the country right now. We have federal agencies engaged in the suppression of speech and debate that the federal government disagrees with. That is in no way the job of the federal government to weigh in on how on what Americans are saying and how they talk about it. They put it under the guise of fighting misinformation or disinformation, fact-checking, they claim they're doing, news literacy. It is a complete violation of the First Amendment. The amount of money going into it is amazing. I'm editor-in-chief at The Federalist. We're actually suing the State Department for its role in censoring speech and debate. You know, my publication, it's all about fighting the lies of the age, whether it's about Trump or Kavanaugh or COVID. Yep. And so to have the government come in and say you're not allowed to say that or to help support agencies that do it, it's a horrific violation of the First Amendment. And Americans need to know how much money is going into it. And that money needs to stop flowing immediately.
So I think you and Jonathan Turley are lunching at the same restaurant too, because listen to what he said.
The Biden administration is, in my view, the most anti-free speech administration since the Adams administration. It has helped fund this massive censorship system that a federal court called perfectly Orwellian.
Now let's go back to what Reagan was saying about how they're going to use health care for seniors as a nose in the tent for single payer, number 56.
Them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and, of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Farrand introduced the Farrand Bill. This was the idea that all people of Social Security age should be brought under a program of compulsory health insurance. Now, this would not only be our senior citizens, this would be the dependents and those who are disabled. This would be young people if they are dependents of someone eligible for Social Security. Now, Congressman Farrand brought the program out on that idea of just for that particular group of people. But Congressman Farrand was subscribing to this foot-in-the-door philosophy because he said, if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that. Walter Reuther said, it's no secret that the United Automobile Workers is officially on record as backing a program of national health insurance. And by national health insurance, he meant socialized medicine for every American.
Okay, and that's exactly what the left wants. That's why you have people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren talking about a, quote, public option. It's a fancy way of saying Medicare for all. That's always what they've wanted. Obama even said, if I was starting from scratch, I would have single payer. Senator Lankford, said this about Doge. Must be listening to the Larry Elder show. He says, start anywhere. It is a target-rich environment. Number 36.
Well, start anywhere and start cutting there. It's not challenging. It is a target-rich environment when you stand in the middle of government and look for areas of inefficiency, and it's a good day to be able to go after waste on it. So I would tell you, in every single agency, there are areas that we can be more efficient, but there are big ones when you deal with things like the grants. My taxpayers in Oklahoma were paying for drag shows in Ecuador. They were paying to study the secret language of butchers in Paris. They were paying for Napa Valley, one of the richest areas in all of America, paying for them to get a new wine walking trail. I mean, this is the kind of waste that just drives people crazy in Oklahoma and all across the country to say, why is my money going there? I want it to go to national security. I want it to go to defending the border. I want it to go to veterans. I want it to go to the key places, transportation, the things that government is supposed to do, not in wasteful spending.
Where do you start? It still blows my mind that most people now get a lot of junk mail, they use email, and we still have a publicly owned post office. Blows my mind in a universe with all these hundreds of channels, different ways of getting media. We still have a taxpayer-subsidized PBS NPR. And even more offensive, they are so left-wing that some people refer to NPR as National Palestinian Radio. And that longtime employer, Yuri Berliner, there 25 years, wrote a piece where he talked about how left-wing NPR is. Got suspended without pay. Ultimately, he ended up leaving. FBI, Christopher Wray resigning, and the media's gone ballistic. Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Light. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As we enter a new political era, it's crucial that voices like ours remain accessible. Help secure the future of AM radio by texting AM to 52886 and urge your member of Congress to help enact the law that would preserve AM radio in cars this year. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. In a minute, we're going to welcome back a recovering FBI agent. But first, here is the media hyperventilating over the resignation of FBI head Christopher Wray, number 50.
The FBI director just resigned. Christopher Wray announced a moment ago that he will leave by the end of the current administration.
I think it's going to be very difficult, and I'm very disappointed that Director Wray decided to resign.
It's a sad day for the institution.
I'm struggling to really understand.
There were some people who were seen crying in the room.
There was also a somber tone at times and some sadness.
I just want to emphasize what a departure from the norms this is.
This is a norm-shattering event.
This unprecedented move.
We've become used to presidents firing FBI directors.
That normalizes the idea that you can just replace FBI directors when you just don't like what they're doing.
It was Trump himself who appointed Wray, a fellow Republican.
Chris Wray, somebody who he nominated himself, now for Donald Trump, is the face of the so-called deep state.
This, of course, clears the way for Trump's pick, Kash Patel.
And this really marks the end of what was a delicate dance for Christopher Wray, where he tried for years to keep the FBI away from partisan politics.
Yeah, it's a real politicization of the FBI.
I just want to emphasize the level of concern among current and former FBI officials that Kash Patel is the wrong person to run the FBI is very, very high.
There's a lot of concern that the Bureau is going to be turned, essentially, to go after Trump's enemies.
Are U.S. attorneys who are loyal to Trump going to tell us to not open corruption cases on Republicans, to not open counterintelligence cases on Russia?
Patel's road to confirmation is lined with red flags being waved by his former Trump administration colleagues, including a dire public warning from former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The guardrails may not hold.
Polls show that around half of Americans don't trust the FBI, but perhaps no one is more to blame for that than Mr. Trump himself, who has baselessly accused the Bureau of conducting witch hunts against him.
My guest is the host of the Kyle Serafin Show, available via Rumble, Apple, and Spotify. He is a former FBI agent. Please welcome back to the program, Kyle Serafin.
Thanks for having me on, Larry.
Kyle, it's my pleasure. Kyle, had Wray not resigned, he would have been fired, right?
Yeah, I think he robbed us of that kind of moment, that live stream optic, where we got a kind of a reenactment of The Apprentice, which would have been kind of satisfying for some of us. But I don't really blame him, and I can't really you can't hold it against the guy that he didn't want to stick around and find out what happens.
What's your reaction when you hear the through line that Donald Trump peddled conspiracy theories about the FBI?
Well, he did. He pushed all these conspiracy theories out, and then they all turned out to be correct, right? He said that they were spying on his campaign, and that was true. And he said they lied on applications for FISA, and that was true. And people lost their license to practice law in D.C., and then they got it back, and there were no consequences. He talked about political investigations, and then they came and raided his house. I mean, everything you guys said, you don't have to agree with the way that Donald Trump say things, but the things that he said have been objectively accurate. And the other thing is really funny is that all the people that are crying about these FBI employees that are so upset, they're not talking to the FBI employees that I'm talking to. I was there for 6 years and change. I was suspended for a year without pay. And my friends are coming out of the woodwork now that were terrified to reach out to me, that we're told do not talk to Kyle Serafin because he's PNG from this organization. And they're reaching and picking up the phone and saying, I am so relieved. I am looking forward to a chance to get back to the mission instead of this politicized nonsense.
Kyle, was it this politicized, this bad under Obama?
Absolutely. So the way I track it is it probably changed around 9/11, if people are being really honest. They saw a change. The difference of the post-9/11 FBI compared to the pre, they're night and day. But after Obama, whatever was going on in that sort of intel move, where they moved from law enforcement towards intelligence, that's when the steroids really kicked in. That's when you had something really major happen. A lot of, just like you did at DOD, you had people that were moved up the ranks under Obama. But if we're going to get really granular about it, too, in 2016, this is something most people don't realize and your audience probably has not heard before. Barack Obama updated the executive order that defines what goes on in the intelligence community. It's called 12333 or 12333. And what he did is something that had never been done before, and it actually enabled the thing that we've seen in the last, let's say, 8 years. They allowed raw FISA to be shared. It was previously the domain of the NSA, which doesn't have a law enforcement component, and they held on to that, and they never let anyone touch it. It was kind of the holy of holies, if you will. And that changed in February based on the original update, and it actually went into effect, I think, in October of 2016. So as Donald Trump walked in, he inherited an FBI with a totally new capability, and for whatever the weirdness of it is, that's about when I started. I joined in June of 2016. So the only FBI I knew had access to raw national security intelligence data that had no law enforcement purpose, and they didn't need a law enforcement purpose to go query it. And it was abused millions of times, and then when they got it under control, they said it was only abused a couple hundred thousand times. The last number I saw from maybe 2022 was 284,000 abuses, which were all violations of the First Amendment. They're all violations of the Fourth Amendment. They're all searches without a warrant into Americans, which is totally insane. This is part of the reason why Chris Wray had to go.
Kyle, how does the average FBI agent feel about the Bureau?
They're disappointed. The morale has been bad. I mean, it's what people say. If 50% of Americans don't trust you, then when you go knock on the door, one in two people are going to want to spit in your face. And that is not an easy way to do your job. And there are legitimate jobs in the FBI that need to be done. There's also a lot of jobs that have been politicized. I worked out of Las Cruces, New Mexico in my last post. I was in Washington, D.C. for 5 years. When I was in New Mexico, in the middle of nowhere, which is like an hour north of El Paso, which people don't even realize is America, we had this counterterrorism priority. So that the third most important counterterrorism priority in the state of New Mexico was anti-abortion violent extremists, of which there were no examples. They thought that was the third biggest threat to national security in a state that had like a huge Mexican border, where we had drug cartels, where we had, you know, illegal aliens of God knows what variety coming in, where we had fentanyl trafficking, where we had Chinese coming in and setting up counterintelligence operations and so on. So how in the world can you say that anti-abortion violent extremists who had done no violence were the ones that were going to be the number three priority? That's how out of whack the priorities of the FBI were. And that's all stuff that has to go directly to Wray. But if we're being truly honest, Chris Wray sort of guided the Bureau. The person that runs the Bureau is called the deputy director, and it's a very important post, and currently the person that sits in there is a guy named Paul Abate, and he's a pro-BLM, 50-something-year-old white guy that we've had multiple people, and when I say me, multiple whistleblowers have come to me and said he has been having sexual relationships with various members of the staff, people that are his subordinates. There are outgoing FOIAs right now at the Heritage Project trying to get those communications, which they're shielding. We might get some transparency if Kash Patel gets in and kind of find out just how many shenanigans have been going on in the upper management. And I'm fairly confident it's ubiquitous.
We have about 30 seconds left in this segment. President Biden said the number one threat to the homeland is white supremacy.
Sure. Sure it is. Yeah, that's why they have to work so hard to find it in the Catholic Church. That's why we had the thing that came out in Richmond saying that they had to go put sources into the traditional Latin Mass. Look, the demand for it exceeds the supply by a lot, and I worked those cases for several years. They're just not there, and you know that too, probably.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about Kash Patel, who I know you know. 888-971-SAGE. My guest is Kyle Serafin, a former FBI agent, Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and rapists and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Kyle Serafin is my guest, former FBI agent. Tell me what you think of Kash Patel and what you think about his goals if he becomes FBI agent head.
Sure. Well, Larry, the first thing I'm struck by is the fact that we live in a time right now in 2024 where the political left is not celebrating that a former public defender and a man with brown skin is about to become the FBI's director.
Mm-hmm.
That just blows my mind because not only does he have a very qualified resume, maybe the most qualified person who's ever stepped into that chair and wants to be confirmed, but, you know, he actually checks some boxes for the people that just think about identity politics. So that's pretty interesting.
Right.
He mentioned kind of shutting down the Hoover building and creating something new starting on day one. I think you should take that the same way you take things that Donald Trump says sometimes. You take him seriously, but you don't take him literally because you can't shut down that building unless Congress is going to defund it and get rid of it. And they're not going to do that. So we can say that he wants to fix the problem. He's going to seriously address the issue of headquarters, which every single FBI agent and most FBI employees will look at you and say, the problem is right there in that building. There's a ton of people that are out of touch, and they don't understand what happens in the field. And then you have 56 field offices that are out kind of running their own show, and they're kind of looking to somebody at home, you know, back at home base. And that base is in D.C., which is not in touch with where they are in Anchorage, Alaska, or Los Angeles, California, or Omaha, Nebraska. So he's got a great idea, I think, of breaking this and decentralizing.
Ken, I know your last assignment was covering January 6th. Recent report by the IG, Michael Horowitz, finds 26 FBI informants were present on January 6th. Were you aware of that? Does this surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. I think that number is going to be light because there's a couple things missing. Number one, they didn't mention who was there from DHS and all the entities under HSI and the intelligence capabilities they have. So that's part one. What they said were the specific confidential human sources that they were able to identify through the records they had. And it doesn't sound like they had access to the confidential system called Delta. Delta is where they keep all the source records. So I don't think they probably got that. Mm-hmm. So they got something. But what they didn't say, they said there were zero UCEs, undercover employees, which is a specific designation for an FBI employee. Now, I used to do things that most people would consider undercover. I was plain clothes in a covert status, and I wasn't supposed to say what I was doing. And I was there doing surveillance on, you know, potential terrorists and whatnot. But I wasn't a UCE. So the Bureau likes to hide behind a lot of these things. We had zero undercover employees, but we had people there that were in plain clothes and no one saw. So I still think that there are going to be more information that's going to come out, that transparency is necessary for the American people to really grasp what happened. But they only are covering the FBI, which is only one entity of the DOJ, and it certainly doesn't include the bigger entity. Figure, FBI is an $11 billion a year budget. DHS has like $110 billion a year. It's an enormous entity, and it doesn't have any of the rules that they operate under over at the FBI or the DOJ entities like DEA, ATF, et cetera. So it's not surprising. It actually looked like a cover-up to me when I read that document. I thought it was light.
Now, supposedly, the riot caught the government flat-footed, that Donald Trump offered a number of agents or personnel in order to secure the Capitol because there was some chatter there might be something. If they were caught flat-footed, why were there so many government agents or government-related agents there?
So the way you have to understand it is, and the report said that there was no nationwide canvas, which is just a request, that was looking for people to travel that were sources to Washington, D.C. I know there was one because I read it, and so did half a dozen other agents in other field offices that have told me that. So whether they didn't have access to the records or what, I know it happened. So they did ask for people to travel, which is normal. But what they didn't do, which is the craziest thing, and it's even mentioned in the report by the OIG, they didn't set up what's called an NSSE. In fact, the OIG is very complimentary and says the FBI did a great job and they set themselves up properly and they did extraordinary preparation. They did less preparation for what happened on January 6th than what they do for the 4th of July parade that happens every year in Washington, D.C., or the State of the Union, which happens every year in Washington, D.C. Normally, when you know there's going to be a big gathering, there's going to be a ton of people, and you want all the resources, and you want the federal government to pay for overtime, you set up this NSSE, which is underneath the Secret Service, and it goes underneath the DHS umbrella, and they declare it a national special security event, and it rolls out all of the capabilities, everybody from the Department of Energy sniffing for nuclear devices to the ATF looking for bombs and so on. You put everybody on standby. I know they didn't do that because my team was one of the specialty teams that would be on standby, and we were not on standby on that day. I was off. I got the day off.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to ask you when we come back, did they want something to happen? Did they want to allow something to happen? My guest is Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need and more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, heat holders original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Heatholders.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a 2-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. When it comes to masking pain, you may only feel the pain temporarily, but it never really goes away. The best course of action is to help your body help itself get rid of the pain. Relief Factor is a different approach to pain relief. It doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps eliminate it for good. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that support your body's response to inflammation. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily 100% drug-free supplement. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. The results have been game-changing, even life-changing, for so many. When you help your body get rid of pain, you can start feeling better every day. Start living the way you want, stop masking your pain, and start fighting back naturally. Give Relief Factor a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. My guest is Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent. Kyle, Nancy Pelosi was caught on film essentially blaming herself for not taking more action to secure the Capitol on January 6th. Whose job was it to make sure that things were peaceful on January 6th at the Capitol building?
Well, this OIG report that we talked about before the break, it actually does lay it out. It says that the job belongs to the Speaker of the House and the people that are going to be running the Capitol, so that's going to be your Capitol police officers. But there's also a requirement for a couple of other entities. One of them is the United States Park Police, because they actually have the jurisdiction on the physical property of the Ellipse and also in the National Mall directly in front of the Capitol. And then you've also got another organization that a lot of people have seen, which is the D.C. Metro PD. And so in theory, they all work sort of hand in glove. There's got to be a quarterback. There's supposed to be a command post, but there wasn't, as far as we can tell. And so nobody really was running the show. What we found out that the FBI did stand up a command post after the fact, but there was none of this centralized command. And all of that stuff is so normal and so easy to do. And again, that would have fallen to Secret Service. That's that national special security event we talked about earlier. That's the thing that should have been done. And it gets done all the time in D.C. whenever they have these big events. So it looks intentional, but I don't think it was actually the FBI that was plotting something, which is what a lot of people kind of want to hear. I don't think it was. The reason why is because the leadership in the FBI, or they're better known as management, they were caught flat-footed. They were excited about the opportunity to pursue those cases. They called it their 9-11s, and they pursued it in that way to be able to build their careers. But I don't think they plotted it and executed something. I think there was something more nefarious, and then also like a lot more incompetence than there was like real, you know, diabolical planning that people want to see.
You would think there was something more nefarious, meaning what?
Well, people want to think that there was this plan to basically catch a bunch of Trump supporters and show this violent moment and be able to outlaw the ability of people to ever be in the public conversation again. And they got a lot of their wishes, right? The media carried that out and they showed us only the same images over and over again. And there were hundreds of thousands of people out there, and there have been, you know, dozens and dozens. They had like 1,200 prosecutions, but only a couple hundred of those, like I think it's less than 300, actually were ever accused of any kind of violence. So it's a very small percentage. So this media narrative was much more transformative, but I think they were hoping that a lot more people would have been doing that. They being kind of the shady forces we think that are running this country, that seem to be the people that put a Joe Biden in that doesn't seem to know where he is, but he's in the White House, right? So we have this kind of they. The question is, who is they? I kind of hope that Akash Patel is the kind of person to kind of peel some of these things back, good, bad, or otherwise. And if it affirms the things that we think were going on, great. And if it also just hurts our feelings and we say, no, there was just a lot of incompetence, a lot of screw-ups, and they all kind of lined up together at the same moment, then that's okay, too, as long as we have the ability to believe it because there's real transparency.
Kyle, was there somebody named Ray Epps who was a government agent or somehow connected to the government on the grounds on January 6th at the Capitol building?
So there certainly was a Ray Epps. I mean, we all saw him, right? And we all saw what we had to do. And he did get accused, and he was charged, and he got a pretty light-looking sentence. But from the folks that I deal with, including people that are January 6th attorneys on the defense side, they said that it was actually in line more or less with what he did. Now, the thing is that, you know, why was he saying the things he was saying? Who was motivating that? We got to realize that there are some people that go out and do some really dumb things in this country. And if you've ever worked in law enforcement, that's not foreign to you. You've seen people act ridiculously. They do things that don't make sense, particularly when there's a big crowd and their, you know, tensions are high and passions are inflamed and that sort of thing. Was Ray Epps a government agent? The allegation has been the FBI has come out definitively and said no, but not for the FBI. What they've never really addressed, and this is, again, that DHS black bubble, we have no idea if he was working on behalf of or reporting to another government agency that doesn't have the same reporting requirements the FBI does, maybe doesn't have that sort of OIG report coming out the way we just saw. So I always lean toward no unless there's evidence, mm-hmm. but he said a bunch of shady stuff. There were equally shady people on the grounds that day, some of whom have, you know, paid with their freedom and some of whom have not ever been addressed and may be part of the 26 undercover or rather confidential human sources the FBI had.
Marcia from Los Gatos, California has a question for you. Marcia, you're on with Kyle Serafin and Larry.
Yes, Larry, thank you. The amazing and awesome, Larry Elder. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate you, Larry, and having this opportunity. You know, I think a lot of people out here wonder just how many people have been put in jail and they didn't get a phone call and families don't know where they are because of the Obama's executive orders that were written on the first day of the year, 1 year. How many political prisoners are actually incarcerated in our country right now?
Kyle, can you address that? And also, how many people are still in jail over January 6th?
I don't have the hard numbers on that. I'd have to refer to someone like a Bill Shipley who kind of deals with that on a day-to-day basis. I don't think there are hidden prisoners in the United States, certainly not very many. If there are, because social media is too quick and people are able to report these kind of things. So do people generally disappear without a trial and go behind closed doors forever? That's not usually the case. I can't think of any example in my own experience. I've never seen it happen. It doesn't mean it didn't. I'm just going to tell you, I just don't have any experience with it. But what I will say is that people saw a weaponized justice system and they saw things where they were given what's called diesel therapy by the Bureau of Prisons, where they were transferred around by the Marshal Service from one facility to another to make things more difficult for their families, to move them into places in pretrial detention that was disadvantageous. And all of that goes into the argument that my friends and I have been making, which is that the process has been the punishment. So we've seen that sort of grow, and the FBI has been the arm that has actually been executing a lot of it, and so have the other DOJ components like Bureau of Prisons. When you let law enforcement decide that they want an outcome, and that they're not interested in what the process is. The process is supposed to be fair. It's supposed to be the most, the safest thing for the public and for the individual. Because in theory, although we've sort of abandoned it, in theory, in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. And we've acted not that way for like a couple of years at least.
Who's the name of the agent that recently got reinstated? They apologized. He got back pay. I think his name was Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus Allen, friend of mine, great Catholic. He was an intel analyst. He was a what's called an SOS, and so he was a tactical embedded intel analyst. And yes, he was completely vindicated, as are the others. When it comes out, it will all be clear that these things – I actually got some inside reporting today from a friend inside the Bureau who said that of all of the security investigations they did, the people like me – I wear this little pin. It's for suspendable, so that's for the people that were suspended forever.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. If you get a price within 2 minutes, call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Now back to the stage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. San Diego County Board of Supervisors have voted to make the county a super sanctuary. The dissenter, not pleased. We're going to have that for you in just a few minutes. As hard as it may be to believe, Christmas is just 13 days away, and we're in the home stretch of my annual Angel Tree Christmas campaign. Thanks to men and women just like you, we're already reaching nearly 700 Angel Tree kids this Christmas. It's in your power to help make Christmas joyful for kids with a mom or dad, or some, sadly, even both, in prison. If you're watching me on the Salem News Channel, I've got a short video message for you. Otherwise, you can listen on radio.
Angel Tree Christmas is more exciting, especially for the kids on the letters that they receive from the dad and the gifts they're receiving it from him. And the most exciting part is the letter that's read out to them from Angel Tree sponsors from the dad. They'd be excited about that. And also the gift, but the letter writing is most exciting.
You can help make Christmas brighter for a boy or girl whose mom or dad is behind bars this year. It only takes a donation of $30 to bless one child with a gift, a personalized note from his or her parent, and a Bible. Please go to my website, LarryElder.com, and click on the Change a Child's Christmas banner. Or you can phone your generous gift to 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. Or just text ELDER to 717-767, and we'll send you back a link where you can donate. Please hurry. We're only 13 days away from Christmas, so I really need your help today. Again, go to my website, LarryElder.com. Click on the Change a Child's banner, or you can phone in your generous gift, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. Or just text ELDER to 717-767. That's ELDER to 717-767, and we'll send you back a link where you can donate. Next hour, San Diego County voted 3-1, the supervisors, to make San Diego County a quote-unquote super sanctuary county by preventing the police from notifying immigration authorities about illegal aliens, no matter what the illegal aliens did. I kid you not. And the lone vote against it, San Diego Supervisor Sam Desmond was not pleased. We're going to have that for you. Also, we're going to talk about the laws that do, in fact, allow President Trump to use troops under certain circumstances for his effort to engage in mass deportation. And at a state budget hearing last month in Tennessee, reporting to the governor, Venezuelan gangs are operating in every major city in Tennessee, which means they're all over the country. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of allowing federal deportation. All of this and more next hour. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.